I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Our hearts can stay stubborn and evil, deceitful and insensitive, but God has made a way for our hearts to be changed. It is His desire that we have a new heart, so that we will love Him with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. God gave us His law and His promises so that we can know His heart of love. He will circumcise our hearts so that we can be forever His. In the Old Testament, we see examples of changed hearts, hearts that are committed, careful, undivided, upright, and steadfast. We have seen that God sees our hearts and also allows us to see His. And even when our hearts have turned from Him, He has not turned His heart away from us. Jeremiah gives us wonderful promises from our God so that we will have hope. Hope that even though we sometimes fail, He does not give up on us. Listen to what he says. Jeremiah 24:7. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 32:39. I will give them singleness of heart and action, so that they will always fear me, and that all will then go well for them and for their children after them. And verse 41, I will rejoice in doing them good and will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and soul. This is what the Lord desires. It is the intent of His heart to accomplish His purposes in His people. These are words given to a nation that would spend years in captivity because of their idolatry and sinfulness. These are promises that we can also claim because our God never changes and His truth is for all nations. The new covenant, consecrated by the blood of Jesus Christ, is for us. The Lord says that He will put His law in our minds and write it on our hearts. He will be our God and we will be His people. He has promised that we each can know Him from the least to the greatest. The writer of Hebrews encourages us to hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. Father in heaven, You are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and great in loving kindness. That You would look at our hard, stubborn hearts and make a way that we can become new with new hearts is beyond our comprehension. Yet You showed us the way, the truth, and the life in Christ Jesus, Your beloved Son. We believe these words that You have reminded us of today, that You have given us hearts so that we can know You, that if we seek You, we will find You, that You will give us a heart to love You, to fear You, and to do Your will. May we draw closer, may we hold fast, may we honor You with our lives. In Christ alone we come, and in His name we pray. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.